You know, I was standing backstage thinking how excited I was to be here. And part of it was coming out here and having the honor to speak to everyone. But really, I'm just excited to be part of this Northeast region. How many of you are excited and proud to be part of the Northeast region? What I think is the best region. And I say that for a reason. It's really the leaders we have in the Northeast region. People like Andy Dokas, Sue and Phil Guido, Amber Yang. I mean, Amber Yang's gonna need her own stadium soon. They're gonna erect it right in Flushing, this huge stadium right in the middle of Flushing for her to do HBPs. And of course, the undisputed queen of Market America, Miss Elizabeth Weber. When I see Elizabeth now, I just bow to her. You know, and you all should too, because these leaders, and there's many more, I just mentioned a few, they're great leaders, not because they've earned money in the past, but because they're in the trenches building the business today. And that's what this whole weekend is about. And Phil Guido, our regional director, I want to give him a real special thank you, because he changed some things and had this whole weekend about business building from people that are in the trenches building the business today. So we're in for a real treat. So I was blown away when I was asked to come out here and share what I do with Shop.com with. Some of you may have heard of it, Portal Tour Prospecting. And really what I do is take this Shop.com Portal Tour, and I don't use it to get a customer. I use it as probably the best and what I think is the easiest recruiting tool we have, because we have this fantastic tool at our fingertips called Shop.com, and a lot of people are not using it and implementing it properly. And I want to share where this came from before I get into it, and then I'm going to go through this portal tour briefly tonight and give you an overview of it. But we won't have time to go into all of it, and it's one of the things I like to do is explain why I say what I say. So we're going to be doing a breakout tomorrow night at the Sheraton at 8:15. I would suggest you rally your teams and come, and we're going to go through it live, and I'm going to show you how to use all the great tools Mark's going to talk about tomorrow, because we've got some fantastic tools with the new My List and Santa's List. Everyone see that? That come out this week? Dennis hit on it earlier. That is a huge tool. We're not using these, and I'm going to show you how to do them live, create trend shops, and use some of these tools. But where this all came from was I was at a training, actually I think it was here a few years back, and Kevin Buckman was here doing the training. And for some of you who don't know Kevin or maybe new in the business, he's like that mean uncle you have that yells at you a lot, but somehow you still love him. You know what I mean? So he was up here doing the training, and I thought it was a great thing, sitting in the front, and he was right on the tip of the stage. If you've ever seen Kevin speak, he speaks with his feet hanging over the edge. It really freaks you out. And all of a sudden, he rips off his jacket, throws it on the stage, drops to his knees, and says, "Get off your knees." Looked at everyone. It was really stopped everyone in their tracks. I looked at my wife, and I said, "I think he's talking to me." And he heard me. He goes, "I'm talking to you." And everybody else too. He goes, "What I mean is, some of you are out there begging people to come and look at our business presentation." He goes, "You're begging people to come and look at the best thing out there. Where else can they tap into this multi-billion dollar market? $250 billion, I think Dennis just showed you, $250 billion market. And here we are, please come and look at my business presentation. Please come and help me out." He said, "If you're doing that, stop it." And it hit me right between the eyes, and I looked at my wife and said, "There's got to be a better way for us to have the average person be able to go out and book appointments to show the plan." And that is where this came from, Portal Tour Prospecting. I said, "I'm going to take what I think is the easiest tool out there and create an easy way for the person to book more appointments, to show more plans." And I'm going to be honest with you, when I do this, I'm not doing it to get a customer. And sometimes that throws people off. Listen, I have nothing against customers. I like customers, but I love business partners. Does that make sense to everyone? Because if I have the choice between 50 customers or 50 business partners, I'll take the 50 business partners every day. Because I know those 50 business partners will become my 50 best customers. And if they follow the proven plan and just go out and get 10 to 15 preferred customers, I just got 500 to 750 preferred customers, with 50 of them being great. Does that make sense? That's how my brain works. So I'm always in this to get a business partner. This is a business of growing a business. So I want to focus on how. What's the easiest way to get a business partner? So we came up with what we called Portal Tour Prospecting. When I sit down with a potential partner, you might call them a potential customer. To me, they're always a potential partner. I have only one thing in mind, and that is to get them to ask me the million-dollar question. What is the million-dollar question? Well, the million-dollar question is the question that is going to potentially make you $1 million, but it's better yet, it's the question that's going to potentially make them $1 million. So what is it? We're going to get into what the million-dollar question is in just a minute. So how do I take this shop.com portal tour first and turn it into a prospecting tool? First of all, I keep it simple. Now, why do I keep it simple? Because in Market America, in order to do anything, it has to be what? Duplicatable. I kept this super simple. I have watched people go out and do these portal tours that are an hour and a half long. They're trying to show all the bells and whistles, and the person on the other side of the table has no idea. They can't remember any of that stuff. So I said, let's keep it simple. Let's focus on five key features. So what do I focus on? Why do I keep it that simple? I'll show you what I focus on. The first one is I talk about the gifts. And I set it up this way so it's duplicatable and it's simple for anyone to do. It kind of reads like a book. I go from left to right and out. So even the new distributor can remember, just start over here, go here, go here, go here, and then finish. It's very simple. I just trying to show them the concepts and the technologies we have so that I can get them to ask me the million-dollar question. So first I start with gifts, and it gives me a chance to talk about e-gifts, gift registry, and wish list, and the My List. My List is one of my favorite tools right now, and we're going to talk about this big time at the breakout tomorrow with that Santa's List they just rolled out. It's phenomenal, and if you're not using these tools, you need to come and learn how to use them because they're super, super powerful. The second thing I talk about is I go into comparison shopping. And I do that so that I can show some more revolutionary technology. You have to understand when you explain this to people that this technology that we're showing them, we're developing. I always say we're not on the cutting edge of this technology. We're like the tip of the knife. We're developing this stuff. This is all new technology. So that's the next one I go into. Now, before I go into the third thing I'm going to show you, I'm going to show you the gift that I got from Market America this year. And if you didn't know it, it's a very expensive gift they gave me. And here's the funny thing, they gave it to every single person in here. Here's the gift they gave me. Does that look familiar to all you guys? This right here is a multi-million dollar gift. You have no idea how powerful your new BFF Shop Buddy is. That tool alone fixes a lot of problems for anyone out there. If you have customers that aren't shopping through your web portal, I know you have not had them download Shop Buddy. That does all the work for you. That takes it all out of it. Yardley and Lisa, we were talking about this back in the International Convention. Shop Buddy, all you have to do is have them download Shop Buddy, then all they have to do is go and shop. It reminds them to log into shop.com. You get the IBV and they get the cash back. I could talk about that tool alone for an hour and a half, but I only have a few minutes, so we'll talk about that tomorrow night. The next thing I go into Shop Buddy, then I go into Shop Travel. Why? Shop Travel is another great service. I always talk about Shop Travel because a lot of people, actually everyone books their airlines and hotels online. Can we agree? Sometimes if you ask people, do you shop online? They might say, not really. If you ask them that, you just ended the conversation. What I say is, let me ask you a question. Do you ever shop online for things like airline tickets and hotel reservations? Now I say that because I'm doing this when I say it because I know they do. And then I can always book the appointment because I'll say, great, I can show you how to save a fortune on that. Let's sit down for 20 minutes. I'll show you how to use my free service. We offer this service. It's fantastic, called Shop Travel. And then I finish up with shop.com auctions. And this is a fabulous tool also. If you're not showing people shop.com auctions this holiday shopping season, you are missing the boat. So we're gonna go into this too tomorrow night. So now here's how it goes. I'm going to go through this portal tour very briefly and show you how I do it, how I get them to ask me that million-dollar question. Like I said, before I start, though, I do something that a lot of people don't do. I don't jump right into my portal tour. I first have a tab set up in the back behind my portal, and it's usually, I use Yahoo. You could use Gmail, you could use Hotmail, you could use AOL, you could use Facebook, whatever you're comfortable with. I use Yahoo for a reason. That's where I get my email. So I'll set this up and I'll ask them where they get their email. And they'll usually say AOL, Hotmail, Gmail, one of those service providers, right? And I'll say, so you set this as your homepage. You go here, get your email, do the things that you do online. You go here, but mainly they use it for their email, right? And I'll say, you go here several times a day, and then you surf the web, right? And then they'll say yes, and I'll say, and at the end of the month, they mail you a check, right? And they'll usually say yes, and then they'll say, wait a minute, no. And then they'll say, wait, I wish. Now that's interesting. I do it for a reason, because now I've got their attention. And I'll say, no, they don't mail you a check, but they should, because look what's right here. This huge advertising banner. This is a great example, too. Netflix had a huge banner. It's been on Yahoo. They do it all the time. I'll tell them, every time you use this free service that Yahoo offers to you, they get paid because there's advertising on here. And these services, all these free services like Yahoo, Facebook, all of them, they can tell their advertisers exactly how many millions of eyeballs are looking at these ads because they know if that's imprinted on your iPad, your computer, your laptop, you're looking at it. Does that make sense? So I do this for a reason, because people are funny. They do not like to think you're making money off them, right? So I want to explain to them kind of where the money comes from on the advertising end of it, because people are funny. If they think you're making money off them, they're almost hesitant to use your service. They think there's some add-on cost or something. Is that fair enough? Do you guys understand what I'm talking about? It's huge. So I do this briefly, and then I'll say what we do at shop.com is the same thing, except we offer this free service, and we take the money that we make from some of those advertisers, and we actually share it back to the customer. And I'll have myself, or in this case, it's like they said before, the business is in my wife's name till the check started coming, then I had her add my name. Right? So here's my wife signed in, and I don't sign them up first. And there's a reason I don't do that. I want to have our site up for a couple reasons. First of all, I want to show them some cash back. I like to keep between like $50 and $150 in cash back. I don't like to have 83 cents in cash back. You don't also have to have $10,000 in cash back, but I want it to be a viable amount of money. Does that make sense? We want to show them that we have some nice cash back. So I'll say, we do this and we share cash back, and then I'll explain to them how if they like the service and they want to share this with their friends, they can then invite their friends to use this free service where we will pay them anywhere up to 2 to 50% cash back and qualifying orders, and they can just click on this, and if you're Amber Riding, or if you can have $10,000 in cash back. And if you have $10,000 in cash back, I want you as my customer. But I just joke, because this thing always cracks me up when I see it, but I just show them how they can earn cash back by signing up their friends. Then I dive into the portal tour. And again, I keep it short. I keep it simple. I don't want to get into everything and try and show them how to use everything, which is, I think, is what a lot of people try to do, because remember, I'm not trying to get them as a customer. I'm going to get them as a customer by accident. All I'm really trying to do is get them to ask me the million-dollar question. So the first thing I start with is e-gifts. And recently they moved the gift center, the e-gifts, right back up to the top on the left-hand side, which I love. But here it's down here. And I'll go up on the gifts, and I'll point out the gifts to them. And I'll explain it. You don't even have to click on the gifts. I just explain, what I'm trying to do is explain concepts. The concepts of our cutting edge technology and where we're going. I'm just trying to explain the concepts. And I'll explain how they can create a gift, just like Dennis said, where they can pick 10, 15 items, send it to their Aunt Millie in California, say, happy birthday, wasn't sure what to get you. She doesn't see the price. She clicks on it. They drop ship it to her and bill your credit card. This tool alone is genius, and it's revolutionizing gift giving. You've got to understand these things when you sit down with people. This is a personalized gift. You never had to leave the convenience of your desktop or your laptop or your iPad. And the person on the other end actually gets something they wanted for a change. You know what I mean? So this is another great gift. So we start there. Then I just jump up to comparison shopping. And again, remember, I'm keeping this simple. And I like it to be 15 or 20 minutes. That's it. I just, because people will give you 15 or 20 minutes. They sometimes won't give you an hour and a half to show a plan. So I keep it simple. And I used iPad. You can use whatever you want. I use an iPad because Jim Winkler used an iPad when he did his. And I love his webinar because he basically took my web portal tour process, but he didn't use it towards a prospecting tool. So I'm going to use the same thing to show you how simple it is to tweak it a little bit. So I use an iPad. Now, the reason I use an iPad is because you can use a TV. Sometimes I use a TV or a camera. All I do is go first and make sure I find one that I can get a good comparison shopping on. Does that make sense? So I use an iPad, and I'll randomly say, maybe we want to pick this one. I already know I'm going to pick this one before I sat down with this person, okay? Because the reason I chose this one is it has four stores to compare from. And we're getting more and more stores. Some are 11, some are 15. This is growing and getting better. Remember, don't get hung up on this stuff. This is all technology that we're developing. We're the cutting edge. This is cutting edge technology that we're developing. So I like this one because it had four comparisons. Then I'll pull it up, and I'll click on the compare button, and I'll take them to the site. And I'll show them how with one click of a button, our service will for free go out and search thousands of stores under this umbrella of shop.com and bring them back the ones with the best prices. And then I'll ask them, which would you prefer to pay, $7.99 or would you rather get it for $3.99 on sale? And then I'll joke and say, I have to assume we would all rather get it for $3.99 on sale, right? And they always say yes. And then I'll come over here to the side where the comparison is. And I'll say, what do you think happens as a consumer? I'll say, what do you think happens with this new technology, this comparative shopping technology? What do you think happens? And I'll ask them this. I'm asking them, when all these stores realize with one click of a button, we get to compare all their prices if they want to stay competitive, what do you think happens to the price of everything? It goes down. You know what they do? They go like this. I do it for a reason. Do you see what just happened? Now I've not only got them engaged, they're doing the presentation with me. And every single one of them goes, it goes, they go just like this, it goes down. So now they're thinking to themselves, yeah, this is genius. Why wouldn't everybody use this? And here's where I say it the first time. I'll say, so you save money and we make money. Now, a lot of times they'll catch it, but maybe they won't. And if they don't ask me the million-dollar question there, they will the next time I say it. So we'll assume they didn't catch it that time. Then I'll click over here, and I'll say, let me show you something even better. I'll say, let's say you don't even want to spend $3.99 on this iPad. You can click here on this price alert technology we have, and you can pull it up, and you can put in any price you want on this product. So let's say I want to get that iPad for $3.50, and I put my email and hit submit. Our free service will go out and search for the next 60 days, and when we find it for you, we will send you an email alert right to your phone that will tell you, hey, we just found that iPad for $350 at XYZ store. Would you be interested in purchasing it? I'll explain to them, this is basically giving the consumer for free a 24-hour-a-day personal shopper shopping for them for jewelry, clothing, electronics. Do you understand how powerful this is? These tools are huge, but we're not showing people how powerful they are. So again, I'll say, so you save money and we make money. At that point, they hear it and they're going to ask me the million-dollar question. Here it comes. You own this? How do you make money? How does this work? As soon as they ask me how this works, that's the million-dollar question, because guess what they just asked me? They just asked to see the plan, didn't they? But now it's their idea, not my idea. It's their idea to come and find out more information. I'm not begging them to come to an HBP or a UBP. They already see the technology. We can book almost 100% of our appointments doing it this way because people are already thinking, I would use the service as a customer. So if I would use it as a customer, why wouldn't I want to own my own site? So I'll say, you probably would, but let me show you something else. And I cut them off. I never answer them. It drives them crazy. So then I'll jump to the next one. And then I'll come over here and I'll quickly just pick one of the stores and I'll click on it. This case, I'll choose Target. Now, it's hard to do this. I was going to do it live, but I had to do a PowerPoint tonight. But tomorrow, I'm going to do these live and show you how to do all this stuff. And the reason I click on the store is immediately when I click on a partner store, guess who pops up? My buddy, my new BFF, Shop Buddy pops up. Shop Buddy is, my wife is in love with this guy. She's got a name for him. His name's Fernando. I used to be jealous, but now he makes me so much money, I love him too. Seriously, this Shop Buddy tool does the work for you. Like Yardley say, get them to download this once and it will remind them to always go to your site. All they have to do is shop on, do the things they're gonna do. It does the work for you. This is a gift from God. I'm telling you, Dennis, I love this tool. It's worth its weight in gold. It's worth millions of dollars. It's gonna make you a fortune if you get them to use it. And I'm gonna show you how to do that too. So I always explain that and then explain the coupon codes and that. Then I always jump up to Shop Travel. Why do I do Shop Travel? I love Shop Travel, first of all, because you can book an appointment with anyone asking them, let me ask you a question. Do you ever book your hotels and airlines online? Yes, everybody in this arena does. So I'll say, great, I can show you how to save a fortune on that. When can we get together? So this is why I always like to go here. And I'll explain to them how we have many providers, but how Travelocity created this exclusive site for shop.com. I mean, it's showing the person I'm sitting with how we have millions of customers using this. Why wouldn't they want to use it? So Shop Travel comes up, and I click on the button, and then I'll show them how they can get the 2% on hotels and the packages. If you book package deals through Shop Travel, I'm telling you, this is a fantastic tool. It's a fantastic tool. And then I like to wrap it up and tie it all together with this shop.com auctions. Now, why do I do this? I love shop.com auction site. With the holiday season here, it's on us right now. This is a time to be booking holiday parties. I just did a holiday party last week for one of my partners. I know she's sitting right over here. Great. We had a fantastic time. Shop auctions, all the people loved it. We showed them how they could go into shop.com auctions, use this service, doesn't cost them anything to bid. They sign up as a customer for free. And then I'll give just a few examples. I'll show like jewelry maybe. And I'll show them how they can get some great deals for the holiday for their nieces, nephews, whatever it is. And then I'll usually go over and click on the travel tab. Now, why do I do that? We live in Rochester, and in Rochester, it's cold. And in the winter, people want to get out of Rochester, but a lot of times they can't afford to take trips. You go on here and tie it all together with this travel tab at the end and show them how they can go on here and bid on these vacation packages where they can get a $2,000 all-inclusive vacation for $57. You've got their attention. We're giving away Christmas gifts. We're giving away vacations. We're sending out e-gifts. If you are not, like Dennis said, if you're not using these tools this holiday season, we're giving out the gift of health this year. We're doing all of our e-gifts with Market America branded products. We decided, my wife and I, this year we're giving the gift of health to all of our family and friends. You should be doing the same thing. Build, share a customer, and use our products. That's what I love about this. But that's kind of how I tie it up. Then I'll just explain to them the future of marketing. And at this point, they're dying to know how this works. They're like, you own this site? How does this work? You make money with this? And I'll say, yes, it's a fantastic program. I'll explain to them too, because sometimes we're talking about baby boomers. Sometimes the baby boomers are a little internet fearful. And I'll say, listen, all the things we just showed you, love it or hate it, you're not gonna be able to stop this. Can we all agree? This technology is going so fast now. Most of us have a smartphone in our pocket. We can shop right off our phones. So I explained to them, look, I understand you might be a little fearful of this technology, but love it or hate it, we can't stop it. Why don't we learn together how to capitalize on it, position ourselves to tap into that $250 billion that's going to be generated online shopping? At this point, I've already got their attention. They are dying to know how this works. So what is it? Are they a business partner or are they going to be a customer? Here's the beauty of it. I didn't go into this meeting to get them as a customer. If they're not interested in the business, I'll allow them to be a customer. Does that make sense? I win either way. But at this point, 90% of them are interested in the business. They're already in mentally. They're just, like JR says, they're already in the business. They're just coming to see the plan to find out what it is they're getting into. And here's the beauty of it. It's their idea, not mine. They're asking me to see this business model, so when they come, they don't have that invisible force field up where all the great stuff you're telling them is bouncing off of it. You know what I mean? This changes everything. I'm telling you, tomorrow night at the breakout, I'm going to pull up the live site. I'm going to go through my list. I'm going to teach people how to create them. My list is not just a tool. Santa's list, this holiday Christmas season, you need to be using these tools. But my list can be used for so many other things. Motives was just up here. If you're doing a motives party, and while you're doing it, you're not creating a my list to archive every product you put on their face, you're crazy. I mean, that keeps it all there for them so that they can come right back to it and get it. We're going to do Trend Shop. We've got all these great tools, and I don't think a lot of us as distributors understand how to use them. Once we learn how to use these tools, this business will explode for you. And I just want to put a disclaimer out too. This doesn't replace how I build the business. I learned from Andy Dokas. We build the business with names list, call nights, flip charts, and kickoffs, right? That's how we do it. This just fills my funnel constantly. We can go anywhere. You could drop my wife and I off in any city in this country. We could go out one day and book a week's worth of appointments anywhere with using this portal tour prospecting. This is something, can you agree, anyone can do that? A 20-minute portal tour that's designed to show them how to save money, but they're going to ask you to see your business plan when you're done. Isn't that what it's all about? Getting people in front of the plan. Trust me, if you all do what I just showed you, this Northeast region will explode. We will have more President's Challenge winners from the Northeast region when we get to World Conference. They're going to need a bigger arena just for us. And Dennis just said that's a good problem to have. Okay, I want to thank you all for being here. I'm going to be at the Sheraton tomorrow night, and I'll show you how to use all this stuff. Thank you.